गणपतिगुं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनशृण्वन्नुतिभिः सीदसादनम् ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। So sit yourself comfortably. Feel I'm sitting straight and still. And take a few long and deep breaths. When I'm very attentive, I'm alert, and I'm very aware, then there's less distraction. I'm less caught up in the events that are coming and going, the experiences that are coming and going. So being attentive or aware is both the means, if you want, but also it's the end, because what is being aware, fully aware, I'm chit. The mind comes, gets in the way, runs here and there. I get caught up in the mind, then I get pulled away, as it were, from chit, from being the impersonal awareness. That's why one Mahatma says that Nididhyasanam is alert living, doing everything with attention. Now when I look out, I'm looking out and trying to just pay attention, drop all the limited ideas, meaning drop namarupa, drop the forms, the names. So I'm fully attentive, but I'm not labeling anything. I'm not paying attention to the form. Form means also the sound, what it feels like, all of these things that come through the senses. Then I'm aware that there just is, that's the present. If you want to feel, I'm aware of the isness existence. Out of habit, the attention goes to other things. And forcefully pulling the mind away from things will be a technical way to do this. Maybe helpful a little bit for not being too distracted, but the important thing, just being very attentive. I'm attentive, aware, naturally the mind quiets down. Naturally, I'm not paying attention to the different sounds or sensations. So as pointed out in the verse we've been studying, it said one thing about Brahman, satasva lakshanaha. You feel this one presence. Okay, some of the time I can forget the name and form. I feel there's just one presence. I'm aware of one presence, if you want, one existence. So this is the indicator of the pure existence. It's the indicator, since I'm aware of the presence, as long as I'm aware of the presence, that indicates it. I can't bring myself to be that presence naturally. When dropping even the indicator, just the presence remains. Right? There's no more I'm aware of the presence. There just is the presence. So I have to drop the nama-rupa, the names and forms. And if I just stay with the tangible existence, if you want, then naturally absorption happens some of the time. There just is the presence. There's not me being aware of the presence, there's only the presence. I'm attentive, then it goes in this direction. I'm not attentive, What is that sound? What are they saying over there? Some interest in something else. Desire bubbles up. Now it separates everything. I'm here. I hear that there. I want to experience that. I'm meditating. I want to have a certain experience. This want has separates. I want something. To have the desire, the want, I have to be the something limited, that there's something else, that I'm separate from it in time and space. So this has to be fully dropped, otherwise I'm caught up still in the experiences in name and form. Saragastiti pralayahe tumachintya shaktim Vishveshwaram vidita vishwamanantamuratim Nirmukta bandhanam apara sukhamburashim Shri Vallabham vimalabodhaghanam namami. So last week, there was one question which we discussed a little, just bring it up a little bit more before we go into the verse. Very good question, is about desire, right? How is it with not to have desire like this? And actually, if you go to Gita then, after the second chapter is the teachings, then Shri Krishna is quiet. Arjuna asks questions and then it continues. So we're very happy that Arjuna asked more questions, because then Shri Krishna got to talk more like this. But in any case, so we asked him, stita prajnasya ka bhasha samadhistasya keshava, asked him, what is the master like? What is a jnani like? One who knows the self. And so he gives a set of 15 or so, 15, 20 verses there, the stita prajna lakshana, the last part of the second chapter. But the first thing he says, first is usually a very key one. There he said, Prajahati yada kaman sarvan parta manogatan atmanyeva atmana tushtaha stita prajnyasta dochyate. Like this, I know maybe a dozen verses by heart, but the important ones are good to know. So here it says that, what is the master? The master has dropped all the desires have been dropped. All desires of the mind have been dropped, content just within the self. Because what happens is the desire means, to desire something means I'm this limited one and something else I need in order to make me feel full, right? This is what happens. Now, the thing about this is it's not that I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to, let me just hear this little understanding, all my desires will be gone, they'll go away. But it's something I have to keep looking into. Okay, desire comes. I really want this. I really need this. You know, if it's something small and you just do, not a big deal, not a problem. Or you can take it as an exercise. Something that I like, and attach to some small thing is an exercise. Let me learn to look into that and see that I don't need it. Either way. But the main thing is you watch the whole process. The process, okay, now I really need this. If I get this, everything will be okay, right? So I have to look at this and I say, how many times has this happened? How many countless of times have I said, I need this, then only then it'll be okay. Okay, very good. Has it really brought me to what I want? Okay, I was okay for some time. For a little while, it made a difference. And what happened afterwards? Yeah, mine was quiet for a bit, but then I came up with a few other things I wanted. So how many more desires do I need to fulfill that then I will be where I want to be? So it's something to look into, because we bring it up, but then we have to do the introspection, look into it. So, okay, so I'll get that, and then what? Right? I'll have it, oh, good, and then what? So something to think about and to observe our life, and then if what happens is, why would desire drop? Because of understanding, not suppression, not anything else, but because of understanding, the desire for that will drop away. Like maybe there's the idea, all my colleagues have these fancy cars, I have a simpler old car. And I look into it, okay, I'll spend a lot of money, okay, very good. So I'll have the same status, okay, very good. And then what, right? So when I think of that, then you think about it, do I really need it, right? And then, okay, really, my car is breaking down, I should get something a little better. Okay, then it's worthwhile to get something. But I have to look into it. So if we look into it slowly, slowly, naturally, natural drop off. For all of us, if we're interested in these things that we're discussing here, naturally, there are things that we were interested, they dropped off, right? Otherwise, it wouldn't be worth our time to sit here and listen about. Just be with the presence, right? There are many, many more important things to get done and do. So meaning something is there. But it's something I have to keep looking into because it's very deeply ingrained. Because without the desire, where's the individual? Where'd the individual go? Right? The individual's gone. So the individual is going to, the persona ego that's built up, this whole scaffolding that's there is going to want to preserve itself, and it's going to bring other excuses and other reasons for it, of course, because that's how it's been. So it's something that you don't fight against, but you look at. You look and understand, and slowly, slowly, then things naturally will drop off like this because of understanding. So that's the important thing here. So that's just a few words about this, which is very important. Because you're looking into it, then you go on day to day, we forget, we got caught up in everything. That's natural, but then I have to look into it, introspect, and slowly, slowly, the wisdom comes like this, if you want. Okay, so just a few thoughts on this. So we got now to number 31. Let's read it first. Sarvajñatvam pareshatvam. Tata sampurna shaktita vedai samarthyate yasya tad brahmetya vadharaya.